Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amalfitano. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Amalfitano steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Elliott. Gabrielsen moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hunt reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder is walked intentionally. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Gabrielson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0 for 1 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano misplays the ball. That's an error on Amalfi Tano. Elliott moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amalfi Tano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Amalfi Tano reaches second base with a double. Cowan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Amalfi Tano moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Amalfi Tano scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gabrielson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman moves to third. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Christopher moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-2 in the game. Broglio bunts towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields the ball and throws to Bearnerth covering. Safe. Amalfitano moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amalfitano moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 7-1, Cubs. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Doug Clemens pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing right field. Len Gabrielson now playing first base. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harkness strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogers strikes out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-3 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Gabrielson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 9-1, Cubs. Carl Willie now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Gabrielson reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. Clemens moves to third. It's 10-1, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-4 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro pinch hits for Carl Willie. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.